It's a difficult time in the United States for a lot of big tent mainline religious denominations who have members across the wide breadth of the political spectrum. In this divisive political time, religious leaders struggle to address the entirety of their membership and to resolve tensions over political discourse, the treatment of women, and, of course, LGBTQ issues. Sally Dick is the bishop of the Northern District of Illinois for the United Methodist Church. She recently talked to a congregation in Normal about the biblical background of scriptures and what they have to say about women. Bishop Dick says she wants to encourage women in what they are doing, just as women in the Bible insisted, persisted, and even resisted.
Well, I think that certainly embedded in the scriptures are certainly good examples of women who have, you know, really been the ones who prevailed in helping the people, whoever the people might be. So, like in the Hebrew scriptures, you know, it's always the women who save the main characters, who are usually thought to be men. So it's women who save Moses to do what Moses did, and you know, throughout a variety of the scriptures, Hebrew scriptures, there are examples of women who are really able to be the ones who save the people. So, like Rahab, she saved the spies who went into the Promised Land, you know, just kind of keeps going with Ruth and many others. And you know, there are always women who are kind of marginalized. They, as I said, they're the ones who really have kind of insisted and persisted and then sometimes resisted the powers that be in bringing about justice or saving the people. And United Methodist women are just great in terms of what their principles and programs are at the national level. And they really stand with the marginalized, and they often demonstrate on that behalf, on people's behalf.
How should the United Methodist Church as a denomination approach the rather significant task of restoring civility in public discourse today?
As United Methodists, we talk a fair amount about Christian conferencing, or sometimes called holy conferencing. And the founder of Methodism, John Wesley, was someone who really felt that even if we disagree, we should, you know, we should join hands with on the things that we can and be of one heart, even if we're not always of one mind. So that's kind of the foundational point that we come from. Certainly, we have our struggles in living that out, but increasingly, we try to teach around the need to, you know, I think people say fairly often, you know, we can disagree, but we don't need to be disagreeable. And that in our culture today, it does make it harder, even in the church, to promote a way of speaking the truth in love without being uncivil and tearing other people down personally, but really, you know, hopefully staying with, you know, I may have a different perspective on something, even a different interpretation of the scriptures than somebody else, but that doesn't give me license to say things, to attack the person, or to be sort of vicious in my arguments. So we try to promote that, in local churches and certainly in our other conferences where people come together over really very difficult issues, as we have in our society today. But, you know, when we hear leaders of our nation calling other people in other countries names, I think it's easily permeating into local churches, and so we have to keep working at that, is that that's not who we are. That when we come together as Christians, that's not who we are. That's not how we talk with each other.
Sally Dick is the bishop for the Northern District of Illinois in the United Methodist Church. She spoke recently at First United Methodist Church in Normal. The next United Methodist General Conference is in February.